A braisa that we partially quoted before says, if a tummy person ate from the meat of a carbon before the zrika, so Rish Lakish says he gets malchus, Rabbi Yochanan says he does not. Abaye said the machloikis is only regard to where the person is tummy. But if the meat was tummy and the person was tar, everyone would agree that he would get malchus even if he ate before the zrika. We see this from the fact that the pasuk of habasar is darshan to teach that even wood or levonina, which are not edible, that become tamei and then are eaten, are usher, and it brings malchus. So if they're usher with malchus, then certainly eating tamei meat before the zrika, which is edible, is usher with malchus. Rava said the machalik is only regard to where the person is tamei. But if the meat was tamei, the person was tar, everyone would agree that he would not get malchus if he ate it before the zrika. He said that we learn this from a hekesh of a tamei person getting malchus for eating Kadosh meat, which only applies after the Zrika, to a tar person eating tummy meat, which therefore also only applies after the Zrika. In fact, how will Rav explain Abaye's proof? After tomorrow, he'll say that one only gets malchus for eating tummy wood or levoina of Kadosh if they placed into a klisharis. If they were placed into a klisharis, because doing so gives it the status of the Zrika as if a Zrika was done for them, because these items don't have an associated Zrika, they don't have another matir. So we see this concept in a Mishnah. Mark continues, if a person offers up the limbs of a non-kosher animal on the Mizbech, Rish Lakish says he gets malchus, Rish Lakish says he does not. Rish Lakish says, from the fact that the Torah says a kosher animal may be offered, teaches that a non-kosher animal may not be offered, and a lav that's learned from an assay, it carries malchus. Rabbi Yechanan says such a lav does not carry malchus. Rabbi Yirmiyah, yes, the Braisa says there's no malchus for eating a non-kosher animal because it's a lav that's learned from an assay, and therefore does not carry malchus. This contradicts Rish Lakish and the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bat HaChalifa, with regard to one who offers the limbs of a non-kosher animal on the Mizbech, everyone would agree that he does not get malchus. The machloikis is regarding someone who offers the limbs of a kosher chaya on the mizbech. Rabbi Yechanan said he has violated an assay because the Torah says you can offer a behema, which teaches they cannot offer a chaya. Rish Lakish says he has not violated anything because the teaching to offer a behema is only to teach that is preferable. Rava asks the Braisa, Darshan's Pesukim, and clearly says that an offering of a chay as a carbon is possible. Marcel Nechanami, this is Tiyufta de Reish Lakish. Mishnah said, the Kulon Shekibulu Vachul. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechanan, if a possible person did the Kabbalah and Zrika, does that also make any remaining lifeblood in the animal possible as well? Or at that point, could still a kosher a kohen go and do a Kabbalah and a Zrika with the other lifeblood from the animal and make the carbon kosher? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, the only Zrika that makes the remaining lifeblood possible is a Zrika with intent for beyond its time or place, because a Zrika in that case makes the carbon into piggle. Zakmar Viter of Zvid said that Rish Lakish asked, if a Kayan throws a cup of puzzle blood, does it make the remaining lifeblood puzzle? Rabbi Yechanan answered, from your question, it must be that you know the halach of a puzzle Kayan does the Zrika, whether that makes the remaining lifeblood puzzle. If the puzzle Kayan makes the puzzle, the cup of puzzle blood will also make it puzzle. If the puzzle Kayan does not, then the cup of puzzle blood will also not make it puzzle. Rabbi Yirmi Medifti said that Abaya asked Rabbi, if the Kayan was mekabel the blood in two cups and used one for Zrika, is the blood in the remaining cup considered to be rejected and should therefore be spilled out, or is it considered to be shrayim, in which case it should be poured on the base of the mizbeach? Rabbi said, this is the subject of machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, and the Rabbanan in the Braisa, where the Rabbanan say that the blood of the other cup is spilled out, it's rejected, and Rabbi Elazar said it's poured on the side of the mizbeach. The Mishnah then said, kibul ha-kosher v'nosan l'apostle v'chulu. The Mishnah gave three examples. Number one, if a valid kohen did the Kabbalah and then gave the blood to a apostle, we said, the Mishnah said he should then give it back to the valid kohen who can then continue with the avodah. The second example, if he did the Kabbalah with his right hand and transferred over to his left hand, he should give it back to his right hand. Third example, if he did Kabbalah with a klisharis and then transferred it to a regular keli, he should put it back into a klisharis. The Gemara says all these three examples are absolutely necessary, because if we only had the case of the apostle, we would say that it's referring to a kohen who's tamei, and the reason he doesn't make it possible by holding it is because a tamei is kosher for the avodah tzibur, but other types of psula maybe would make it possible. If we only had the case of the left hand, we would say that case is kosher. You know why? Because there's part of an avodah yom kippur that's done with the left hand. But the case of a regular keli should be possible. If we only had the case of the regular keli, we would say that case is kosher because the keli is fit to become a klisharis. That's why all three examples are necessary. Frank, why don't we say that the blood becomes rejected in these cases? And for tomorrow, Ravina said to Ravashi that Rav Yirmiyah Diftin and Rava said the Mishnah follows the view of Chanan HaMitzri, who doesn't hold to the concept of rejection altogether. Another Teret Ravashi said it may be that the Mishnah holds to the concept of rejection. However, anything that becomes possible but is within one's power to change, like meaning the possible can give it back to the valid koyin, or can move from the left hand back to the right hand, etc., then that does not cause it to become rejected. Rav Shaya said the answer of Ravashi seems correct. We find in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda holds the concept of rejection, we find the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Erev Pesach, the Kohen takes the cup of blood from the floor and throws it on his bech. This shows that he holds that something that becomes possible but is within one's power to change, like over here, pick up the blood and throw it onto his bech, it does not cause it to become rejected.